at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm speaking with Bill Donald. And, Bill, you're from Montana and NCBA president-elect. So why don't you give us a little overview of what some of the important issues that are being discussed and need to be discussed here at this meeting?
Well, Chuck, I'll tell you, this is some interesting times in which we live. We have some very time-sensitive and important issues that are facing the industry right now. The death tax, obviously, is important because it is at zero this year, and it goes back to its full fury the beginning of next year. So that's something that's time-sensitive we've got to deal with. The GPSA rules that have the potential of having dramatic impact on our ability to market our cattle and some of the marketing agreements we have is something that we're providing comments with now, and we've got a comment extension there. That's a very important issue. And then one of the other issues that we're discussing at this particular meeting is the decline of the U.S. cow herd, what's caused it and what we can do to get it built back up, because as we look at our supply chain and the charge of the beef industry to supply cattle and beef for billions of more people in the next 30 years, we have to have a cow herd that's growing and to be sustainable.
So you would characterize that trend right now as being troubling. And, you know, what could be the potential impact if we don't see this turnaround?
Well, if we don't get it turned around, we will probably start to lose some infrastructure, meaning feedlots and packing plants, because they can't just sit there idle. And once we lose those, then when we try to build our cow herd up, then it's harder and harder to get a decent price for our cattle. So I think that's one of the ramifications. It's a great concern.
So NCBA is looking at why this is happening and what can be done about it.
That's true. And as we look at why it's happened, you know, we've been getting market signals. We had some pretty good marketing years in the last 10 years. But every time we got a strong signal to rebuild the cow herd, to retain heifers, we had a major drought in some area of the country. So instead of building our cow herd, we just shuffled it from one region to the other, all the while not replacing those cows with new heifers. So that's one thing. Another one is land ownership patterns. The price of land has far outstripped the rate of inflation. So a lot of those ranches have been sold to people that aren't necessarily ranchers. And while they may lease it back to a neighbor or someone, they do it at a reduced rate. So there's resources there that are not being used for cattle like they have been. Another area that we look at of loss of resources is on the federal lands issues, and we have environmental groups that are working to get those permits taken away from cattlemen. As they do that, then those are more resources that we're not able to utilize by the cow herd.
So at this meeting, this is being talked about. There is work being done. What kind of describe the process that'll happen. I mean, what do you do here? That and then where will this all go?
Well, I think first we'll identify why it's happened, and then what is it going to take? How do we get those the word out there, and how do we tell people about these opportunities? And basically, the market will heal it up. If you tell somebody that bred heifers are going to be worth $1,500, they won't be spaying those heifers and won't be taking them to a feedlot for $800. They'll go ahead and put another couple $100 in them, get them bred. And that is the strongest signal that we need to get out there, is that as this supply goes up, and what we've got going for us this year is we've got good pasture conditions over most of the country. And so I think as ranchers have the resources with the grass, then they'll look for the financial resources. And we have to have some interaction with some bankers to make sure that ranchers can get a loan. If they need a loan to go out and buy some cows or to breed a pen of heifers, that they can get that done.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us an overview of some of the important issues being worked on here by cattlemen and members of the NCBA. That's the president-elect, Bill Donald, and from the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.